Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Go into the chapel and where... Gonna get married.
You deserve it.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce.
Here we go.
It's our big hit.
Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacey is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love life, that's a lot to unpack.
True.
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11. We've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé, and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter ba ba dee ba ha da woo da
ba da do the twins. Up ba da ba ha da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh, ooh ha. Find love. I finally have it.
Shine like a diamond.
Like a diamond.
Yo.
Like Rihanna Diamonds.
It finally happened.
It finally. You know.
The moon hit the right level.
It hit the light off the mountain.
Yeah. The Capricorn was in the sky.
It's true.
At the right time. It's a sign.
Y'all, if you, because you know, they taped us, I think this in June. If you were somewhere in June and you just heard like a boom, and you're like, what was that in the distance? And the leaves moved, they kind of shimmered in the air.
That was Darcy getting married.
That was Darcy getting engaged.
Yeah, she exploded.
Exploded. Y'all.
So it finally happened. We had a feeling it had to end with her getting a ring.
Yeah, and then there were some spoilers, but
one
yeah,
of the
had to.
Ugliest rings, I must say.
I think it's just fine.
I think it's a typical, it looks like a promise ring.
I mean, it looks like a normal, it's not an exciting ring.
No, it's so generic.
But it's, you know.
It doesn't even look like doesn't really even look like an engagement ring to me.
Do you think Darcy would actually care?
No.
I don't care if it's a ring pop, she would say.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen
in the world.
y'all, welcome to Darcy and Stacey.
Welcome to Darcy and Stacey.
90 Day Gays presentation. Y'all, this is the finale. Season 1, episode 10.
I guess there won't be a reunion.
They didn't show it. Yeah, I don't think there is. So
this is it.
You know,
it's a good way to end.
If you kind of want the reunion, actually, y'all.
Kate Casey's got them both.
Interview drops on Wednesday.
I hope she can get them to open up a little bit.
She said it was really funny. She texted
me
afterwards. We want to try to have her on the show. We don't know. I'm have to go back to Houston tomorrow, so things are kind of in the air. But we would like to get a little bit of a teaser with Kate, maybe a little special episode.
To get some hot tea.
Because we love Kate Casey, Reality Life. If y'all aren't listening to that
podcast.
She gets
people to open up all the time.
She's had producers of 90 Day Fiancé. I mean, she's gotten hot tea.
Has she ever had Matt Sharp on?
No, he won't. He doesn't talk to people. Please. I feel like
Matt's just a brain in a tank somewhere.
Yeah. He just like is sitting somewhere in a throne petting a cat.
Counting his money.
Yeah, probably he's got like a... What's his name? Kenny and Armando's dog.
Oh, Truffles?
Truffles, just petting Truffles with their tongue out.
I don't know. Truffles, if Kenny had more money, Truffles would look better.
That's true. You know, I did hear from a sissy today that knows Kenny and Armando, and they said after the show airs, and they, because right now they have an NDA, they said they would talk to us.
Oh, I so love it.
That's something to look forward to. The gays and the gays.
Oh. He was rather salty with us when we talked.
Oh,
when
I loved it.
I talked about his kids' names.
Kenny would get so drunk with us, I feel like. Or maybe he's sober, but I feel like he's fun.
Maybe
he's probably sober now.
Yeah.
Because he fucked everybody in Florida. As we would have, too.
It's a normal, an older gay man's life is a normal procession towards sobriety.
If he was 10 years younger, Bill Bulware would have fucked him. But no.
Who knows? More like 20 for Bill.
We both fucked everything in Texas when Poodles in summer camp. He fucked all of Massachusetts. A Western Mass, at least. He was a wicked fuck.
It's some in Eastern. Wicked hard fuck.
Wicked hard fuck. Anyway, y'all.
So, let's talk about this seminal episode.
Yes.
As seminal as vesicles.
It begins with Stacy and Florian are packing on a trip. They're having a mini moon.
They're going their mini moon.
A mini moon and one poodle. I want you to list three places where you would want to go have a honeymoon. All right. Number one.
I would Fiji.
Number two.
Rio.
Number three.
Anywhere but Rhode Island.
Which, so that's
I'm sure
going.
It's lovely.
It's, you know what? It actually looked beautiful. I make fun of it, but in these days of COVID, I would gladly go to Rhode Island.
The house was lovely.
The grounds look beautiful. I guess Rhode Island, if you're on the coast, it's pretty.
Yeah, it's not the first choice. I want to talk about Florian. He is totally styled by House of 11. This is totally their male line, because this is not what he wears.
It is such a departure from who he is.
He's got this, like, douchebag fedora on.
He's wearing House of 11 sunglasses.
Totally.
They're women's sunglasses.
They told him, Florian, you're going to be, we're styling. And this atrocious chain that is so thick. Like, his head is weighed down by this chain, y'all.
Maybe it keeps him from blowing away in the wind because he's so thin.
I took one look at him and went, oh my God, they've made him a walking advertisement for House of 11 too.
Yes.
I don't know if Georgie is. I think Georgie's wearing his normal resort wear.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But you guys, you know, right? Everything they wear is House of 11.
Everything they wear.
That's why it looks ridiculous.
It's true.
I can't wait to talk about the outfit she got engaged in. That was the most Darcy thing that ever Darcy'd.
And I enjoyed it, and I did not enjoy it.
I'm kind of the same way. Women who have that big of artificial boobs, or just that big of natural boobs, that kind of cutout is... children shouldn't be seen in the same area. Children should not be allowed within scope of those breasts.
Well, if their kid's under five, they're just automatically just going to go and try to suckle. Just instinct.
Because, you know, like I will say, like, if you didn't have as big boobs, if you were, like, more of a, like, a B cup or a C cup, you could pull that off. Like, but Darcy can't, and Stacy definitely can't.
It was pretty from the back. I like when Darcy wears something because of her petite frame, because she's shorter.
It kind of cinches her.
She does look good with things with kind of shoulder pads. It kind of elongates her.
But the front looks...
But it was a keyhole.
It looked porny.
It was porny.
Should we call me?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Hear my name.
Get away.
It's hungry.
Porn ready. I bind you from doing harm to yourself.
I love that Darcy's outfit. That's got a keyhole. You know, I wear a keyhole on my clicker. That's what I call my vagina, because every time I get that D, it goes click, click. There's that money, honey, because I'm hungry.
Take your clicker away. Get away.
Okay.
You have no one called you.
Keyhole.
Go away.
All right, she left. Oh, bye, born granny. Bye-bye.
I hope that hurt your throat.
Not at all.
So they're going to Rhode Island, and I think Darcy later on goes, Rhode Island, baby! Again,
she does.
That's kind of like, what is it, Albania? We're in Albania, baby? Or what? Or Nigeria, baby!
Nigeria, baby!
That, Angela said. So, not a place that you interject baby after.
No.
Rhode Island, baby. No. Idaho, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Idaho sissies. It is not a baby state.
No.
Cancun, baby.
Ibiza,
baby. Even like
Wichita Falls, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody says that.
There's no baby edition.
No.
To, yeah. Come at us if you can tell us a place that.
Pickens, baby.
Exactly. Never. Never. Only ironically. When I have landed in Greenville, I've gone, G Vegas, baby. Because sometimes we call Greenville.
Is there gambling there?
No. Oh. We just called it that.
Oh, that's funny.
It's called that, ironically that way.
Well, speaking
I like how you said, oh, that's funny.
Well, no, it's cute.
It's like I know people say, oh, that's funny, without laughing.
Stacy is like, well, we're going to go on our minimum. We're married. And then she's like, they told me he only kissed. He only kissed. And he never had sex with her.
Everything's forgiven, obviously,
with Florian. She's cried all the tears she can cry.
I must say, Florian is a little more excitable. They must have given him some adrenaline.
Oh, he's on something now or something. He's kind of endearing this episode a little bit.
Oh, yeah. This was his best episode by far.
I love it when they're getting ready to go. She's like, baby, we'll have a margarita.
He's like,
pina colada.
Yes, something. Something. He has some great one-liners. I'm going to try to do all of them. I wrote them all down.
Haven't gone to our Instagram at 90 Day Gays and seen the clip of Poodle convulsing when he does Florian.
My physicality has to behave a certain way.
I'm going
to just to do
it's
Florian.
True. I am really excited to do a live show one day because I think our listeners will be appreciative of how method we truly are.
Yeah. I don't ever. They'd be horrified if they saw your porn granny face. It's really scary. That's one of the reasons I hate it. I think if I just heard listen, it wouldn't be as bad. Like you licking your lips like that, just disgusting.
You know what? We get into it. So a mini moon in Rhode Island. This is where they're going because of Corona,
and they have lots of memories from childhood here.
It is cute though. Like Florian puts a lip gloss on her in the car.
It's so weird. He's like, "Don't forget the top." And
Parker's like, "It's juicy."
She's like, "Get juicy. It juicy,
juicy." And then Florian says he has a surprise for Stacy.
Strawberry champagne. And I went. He already did that.
He already
one time.
Did that. And they
that's his only move.
And
I guess.
They didn't even show that because it was so boring in this episode.
I
love the way he said it because he's like, I bring some strawberry. That took a lot to say. I'm so tired.
Strawberry. Champagne.
He was exhausted by saying strawberry.
He is generally tired.
Yeah, that was so. I think, does he have like.
Chronic fatigue?
Chronic fatigue.
Yeah.
Dysthymia. Something.
Anemia.
Something.
Yeah. Something's going on.
Florian needs a steak, y'all. And he cooks one later with Georgie.
Well, he doesn't cook, he helps.
With a,
I don't know, cook.
We're going to talk about that new TLC/Food Network crossover, Florian and Georgie, cooking on the range.
Glorian,
cooking on the range.
Cooking in Rhodey. Cooking in Little Rhodey.
Let me see 8 episodes of that. I'm here for it.
I kind of am, too.
I am here for it.
I was kind of, and I guess because I need to do a little research. I'm sure someone will do the research for me if I say it. I don't know a lot about Albanian.
Food?
No, the language.
Oh.
And Bulgarian. But I guess they don't speak enough of a common tongue to communicate. Because sometimes they will speak like Greek. Because Greece is near there. And some Albanians speak Greek and Greece is. I wonder how close Greece is to Bulgaria. It may abut it. But it seems like, but I guess I thought we might get to see them, and we might actually get to see Florian understandably explain himself in a common tongue, but we didn't.
There's only one language they both speak.
It's the Dick Riviera.
You get a dick. You get a dick. You and you.
You ain't get a dick.
The no. Dick Riviera.
Y'all, I need to still post that on. I need to figure out how to shrink that PDF down to Instagrammable size.
Oh, of the Dick Riviera?
Yeah, that my student and listener to the show, Michelle, gave me a poster of what she thought was, and it says 500 miles of uncut coastline.
It's pretty funny.
And it looks like the man you would find on the Dick Riviera.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And for those of you coming at us, we're not sure exactly where the Dick Riviera is. It's definitely Albania, Serbia. Croatia's in there.
Bulgaria. It's also, there's probably some magical forest in there.
Yeah. Kind of parts of some Greece.
Magical beaches that only show up like once a year.
Yeah, where uncut, swarthy uncut men are just jerking each other off.
Dick-a-doon, dick-a-doon.
I don't know what you're saying.
That's Brigadoon, but I'm singing Dick-a-doon. Because it shows up once a year.
I get it.
Come at me if you love Brigadoon as a young boy. Because I did.
That's a weird musical to love as a child.
Oh, they played it on the Disney Channel and I loved it. Waiting for my dearie.
No. We cannot.
Buy.
You're out of your mind.
Onto me. Da, 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 you know what? My girlfriend, Lacey, in high school.
I love when you talk about your girlfriends.
We didn't do a musical. We did a pop show because our choir director was too lazy to direct an actual show.
Okay.
I was upset about it because I wanted to stretch my theatrical talent, but it's fine. I did it in other ways, but that sounds dirty.
Just by living.
It sounds dirty, but I mean, I was in theater club as well.
Yes.
But so we just did Pop's concert, and I always suggested my girlfriend's numbers, and that's what they ended up doing. I said, you should do Waiting for My Dearie from Brigadoon. Girls, if your boyfriend is suggesting musical theater numbers for you,
think about getting yourself out of that relationship.
He's a homosexual.
You need to extricate yourself from that.
You know, it's true.
I still claim that the last 30 minutes of that show make absolutely no fucking sense, and it ruins the rest of the show.
Haven't seen it in 20 years.
The movie does improve on the stage show.
I've never seen a stage show, but
ugh. It's kind of a big old mess.
I would love
actually,
to see a professional version of Bonnie
score,
Jean.
The score is good. The score is good.
Is that Lowe? Who wrote that score?
Lauren Lowe.
Yeah.
Yeah. The score is good. The problem is what we're asked to have to happen on a stage. What we're asked to believe.
Like a town appearing?
Yeah. And then them missing Brigadoon, too, because Brigadoon should have given them everything they needed.
Oh,
and
God.
It's you brought us here. You wait. You're never getting a cold brew again.
Y'all had a cold brew because it's been a long day.
Anyway, let's.
Had a spee on phone for Verizon for an hour and a half just to remind an attorney that charge he made 7 months ago that he's been bitching about is a phone he probably bought for a mistress and he just fucking forgot he bought a goddamn phone. That was an hour and a half of
Maybe
my day.
We shouldn't give away our tells for that.
I don't think any of my attorneys
I just
listen
say,
to my show.
I would much prefer our detours have to do something with the show.
You know what? You can fuck off because I'm just living my truth.
Living, but I don't want to live. I don't want to live in your truth. Anyway, so
I'm gonna sing that for Cabaret.
No, you're not. So. Anyway, they're basically, Florian does say, there's no problem with drama between Darcy and Georgie. You stay my wife, it's no problem. So, Stacy is still loving the fact that Georgie's married.
She's like, I'm worried
sticking
about
it
Darcy.
To her.
Worried
about her.
Worried about it. And she's like, sticky situation to be in, you know?
She's like, sticky situation. I love it.
You know, like finding, like getting married and then finding out that your husband is fucking
Michelle Visage. Hello. Darcy. Shit. Florian, loving my hoodie.
Wow. Have you seen the pictures of her?
Oh, she's wretched looking.
It's like,
yeah, whoa. It's terrible. She's had a lot of work done.
Anyway, so, you know, so they're
it's a. By the way, this is a Miami style party. That's why.
Oh yeah,
they're bringing Miami to Rhode Island.
Well, they're
said
yeah.
no one ever.
And they're driving. Yeah, so they're driving there, and even driving in the car, Stacey's like, "Florian, get your energy up. Get your energy up."
Like, I say for honeymoon.
It's because she sucked the fat out of him that morning, and he's tired. But they get there, and they look at the place, and Stacey's like, oh, it's so beautiful. And then Darcy and Georgie head their way.
And, you guys, Darcy is in a white hat, because of course she is, a white cowboy hat. She's, they're like, so we're going to stay in their big house. It's fine, because... who doesn't invite their twin sister on their honeymoon?
Yeah, who
on doesn't? Their mini moon. So she says, yes, baby. She's like, I like how you say yes, baby. Kind of like how Florian says, yes, my angel.
I'm glad like you're comparing it to your sister.
And then she says, and he's like,
I take care of you like a little baby.
Hey, I'd suck on that dick like a baby wanting
but
milk.
But then that was a gross thing to say.
I take care of you like little baby.
That was a gross thing
it
to say.
It was a weird thing to say. She's like, oh.
And she goes, oh, love that. Even though he's still married, we have a deep connection.
Then in a moment that
take
was so staged, Georgie gets a text.
This is way staged.
Now... I don't know if we should give her an Emmy for best award or best reality show acting. I don't know.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that, like, Darcy is like the fucking Viola Davis of fucking reality. Glenn Close, Meryl Streep. She's amazing.
So we're supposed to believe, and he gets a message, like, who gave you the pirate emoji? Someone coming to the fire emoji. Fire emoji. Fire emoji. It got laughable. They kept talking about a fire emoji like it was a serious thing, y'all. This was absurdity.
If my boyfriend got upset at all the fire emojis people put on my Instagram profile, he would never be upset.
They do that because of your hair.
No, you just missed
or they
the joke
burn
I made
you.
That nobody ever oh. makes a fire emoji.
Oh.
I was reading myself. Oh. But you were trying to be mean. Maybe you'd be in the present.
Oh, you said he would never be upset.
He would never be upset.
I now, think people give you fire.
If he was upset about me putting fire on other people's Instagram, he would be upset.
Yeah, because you did that all the time. You're a big Instagram flirt.
Hey, it gets me places. Like here on this stained couch in the middle of Los Angeles.
With no central air.
Yeah, I think I'm getting off Instagram. Think I'm going to close that account.
I want to clarify,
y'all,
my couch is not stained with like food or gross things. It is stained with like little pens.
How many pen stains, Poodle?
Two. Two and a little one. Like two and a half.
Two and a half.
A red and a green one on a blue couch.
I thought there was a blue one as well.
No.
Give it time. Give it time.
So
y'all, Poodle lays on the couch and he falls asleep while he's writing avant-garde poetry.
Or no, I like leave my pen to go do something and I'll forget about it and it'll bleed on the couch. Anyway, so Georgie tells Darcy,
I have friends who are girls. It is fine.
And she's like,
I'm an attractive guy.
And she does that kind of Fraggle Twitch thing. Because him having friends that are girls does not compute for her.
No, it's fake as fuck. And it's also really well done, Darcy.
Yep.
Darcy's like, I didn't make a big deal of it, you know, but I just feel like I can't trust him. And you're right. She does make that Fraggle face.
So... everyone's there. Florian and Stacey kind of tour the house. There's Stacey saying things like million dollar view. And there's a random guy on a tractor like, let's go inside the bedroom. It's just a weird show. The whole episode was weird. They brought them gifts. Before we get there, so Georgie's like, we shouldn't interrupt them.
He doesn't want to see them fucking.
Right. And Darcy's like, he's like, I don't know. We could all get to. She's like, wait, Were you suggesting we all, like, I don't swing that way? And I don't think he was suggesting that at all. Number one, I don't think she was suggesting she had group sex with her sister or any kind of swapping was going on.
Yeah, I don't think he suggests that at all.
I think he was totally embarrassed that you suggested that.
He's like insane, and she's like, "Man, that's not happening. We don't play with sisters, you know. We don't play that way."
And some grip like dropped a light, like, "Fuck, I don't want to think about that."
And he's actually speechless, and he's just like, But then Darcy said, "Well, you said things before."
Yeah, and he kind of laughed. I think he probably says, "Yeah, I'd like to be with Stacy to see if we'd be the same."
Here's the deal.
Joking.
Georgie and Florian both want to have sex with Darcy and Stacy.
Yeah.
They want to do.
Yeah.
They're straight guys from the Dick Riviera. They want to fuck twins.
Right.
Y'all.
That's the dream.
If Poodle could fuck twins, he would fuck twins.
I would. I'd fuck twins. Because I'd need to know, I'd like to see a mirror image happen.
Yeah.
To see if everything aligned the right way, the universe would just go, whoom, whoom, whoom.
We do know that if an identical twin.
Nothing like a good twin spit roasting.
It's true.
If you don't know what spit roasting is, you can Google it, but don't do it at work.
Don't do it at work. When they hit Poodle, it does like a platoon. But we do know from twins, from some of our sissies, that identical twins have identical
similar
junk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's identical.
Those are the more you know. So the house is lovely. They're all enjoying their time. They're in Miami, and they're all loving each other's Miami wear. And Stacey's like, "Shine like a diamond.
Shine like a diamond." Stacey looks completely ridiculous.
Oh, she does, doesn't she?
This top does not fit her at all.
Her lower boob, her underboob, like an undercarriage, her underboob is just making an appearance.
Like, maybe Georgie won't think about your tits if you weren't just showing them to him.
And those pants.
They were not good. Yeah. They were not good.
Both the twins are wearing what kind of works for them, like Pamela Anderson on steroids.
Or like what people wear at like the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas.
Totally. They're both on brand.
Y'all, if
you've
never been to the Las Vegas Hard Rock Hotel.
It's such trash.
And if you've been there and that's your hotel, it's trash, y'all. I've seen women's goots in there. I've seen vagina because their dresses are so short. And I realized that was kind of a first. I went, "Oh, I don't think women wear panties with some of their dresses."
You're not allowed in there if you don't have at least one item of Ed Hardy on.
I feel very much like I'm going to get gay bashed.
Yeah, it's not a, it's just trashy white people hotel. Yeah.
I mean, it's not good.
Nope, don't go there. Don't go there.
Don't go there. I don't feel super. It's better than Toby Keith restaurants. There, I'm totally feeling.
They have those?
I think they have one in Vegas. I know they have them. They have one at the Windstar Casino in Thackerville.
Where the fuck is Thackerville?
Thackerville's on the Oklahoma-Texas border, like 20 minutes from my hometown. 30 minutes. Thackerville.
We've got to move on from Thackerville.
No, the Windstar, the largest casino in the world.
I assume that's Steve Wynn.
I don't know Steve Wynn. No, that's a Native American casino.
Oh, okay.
But they have a...
So it's not W-Y-N-N?
No, the Windstar, it's W-I-N and then star.
Never mind. That's
maybe
not the same
they
thing.
Did it after. No, but it's all the Chickasaw.
All right,
they're rich as fuck.
I'm sure they deserve it.
Well,
for what happened?
I mean, we trail cares, yeah.
Genocide for the genocide.
And now you can go there and get freedom fries.
God bless.
God bless.
Well, I'm sure they're fine. I'm sure they're great.
I'm sure they're
doing
great.
God forgive us for what we did to Native Americans, y'all.
Boy, that's
for
true.
Indigenous peoples.
We
God
just had Indigenous
forgive us.
People Day.
I don't think they call it that for us now.
It shows up on my Apple phone.
Okay. I'm glad they call
Columbus
it that.
And Indigenous Peoples Day.
God forgive us for what we did.
They
that's
talked
just
about
all
it
I have
on
to say.
CBS this morning.
Okay.
I watch old people
Such a
shows.
Weird thing to say. They talked to I looked at a CBS this morning. I wish Paula Zahn would come back.
I love Paula Zahn.
I knew you would.
I love Paula Zahn.
We're off the rails.
Oh, I love Jane Pauley, too.
I need you to focus.
What, that theme's played by Wynton Marsalis.
We're gonna move on.
How does that theme go? I can't remember it now.
I don't remember
the CBS This Morning.
I want to. Oh, that one. That one. I want to run away from you right now.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
I think she was on Today.
This coffee works.
I would not agree. It's not working for me.
You know what? I'm crazy. I've got to go piss. We're going to take a commercial and I'll be right back.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Y'all, we're back, and I have a
question.
I have a question for y'all. Come at us. I don't know the reason, and he won't answer it. Why do you think Poodle won't take his CBD?
Because I just want to get the podcast done. I want to go and
this is
do
every
else.
Day you make an excuse.
I have taken it before. I don't really feel like it now. I'm not agitated. I'm agitated by you being cuckoo crazy right now.
You're agitated when air blows on you.
I'm actually warm, but I'm fine. I'm having a lovely, that's not true. I was going to say I'm having a lovely time. You're irritating the shit out of me.
Why?
You're just, it's a little much right now.
Well, I'm just excited.
No, you're hyped up.
Can I just be excited to be here and have fun before I have to go home, go to Texas tomorrow and take care of my sick father? Can I just enjoy time with my best friend?
If I can, I just don't like seeing your eyes, your pupils revolve around in their sockets.
Because I'm boom gritty.
No, no more. You're out of control. Just take a breath.
What? I'm just excited.
Anyway, where was I? So besides this, they're having a lovely evening. She's basically where am I? Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. they're having their Miami evening.
Yep.
And Darcy even's like, Florian, you look so relaxed. You look
totally different.
You're popping. Maybe this is your alter ego.
And I don't know what that means.
I don't, but Florian doesn't either because he just stands there and looks at her.
Yes. Darcy.
So, and now we get to a segment of where y'all, Georgie is going to start cooking for everyone.
Yep.
And Stacey even says, wow, Georgie's cooking. He fits in better with the last two. That's for sure. She's like, but then she reminds us, but he needs to get divorced.
He doesn't need to get divorced. When they are putting on, they're giving gifts, and they open the card for Stacy, and it's a $100 bill inside. It's like, oh, here we go, Florian. It's going to put this in your pants. She reaches into his pants and put a floor. She's like, he's like, no.
I was into that.
I was shocked. I think he was too.
I think he liked it.
He does enjoy.
He said, my first $100.
He's my first $100 bill. So they're cheersing, and Stacy's like, look everybody in the eye. Look everybody in the eye.
Look everybody in the eye. Okay, I want to ask you about that. Thank you for bringing that up. I hate that tradition. When did it start? And I don't want to do it anymore. If I want to look at people, great. But everybody does this weird, like, stare at each other.
Well,
it's just cheers and enjoy the moment.
It's because I knew it when I was in Austria and Germany, and they do that. You're supposed to make eye contact. You're not supposed to stare in someone's eyes like you're trying to steal their soul.
Yeah. So do they, like, in Austria, they stare at you?
No.
I just want to glance somebody, and I don't
You just meet someone's gaze. That's all you do. You don't stare at them.
I think we need to get into a habit of not telling people to look at each other. I think let's just cheers and enjoy the moment. If you're out with me, y'all, don't tell me to look in your eye. I don't like it.
You would never get along with the Silva twins because everything for them has to be a moment. Everything for them has to be recorded.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And so I was taught to cheers in Austria. And I was just told, make sure if anyone who cheers with you, just give them a little eye contact. It wasn't, look in the eye. Look in their eyes.
I mean, I do that naturally. Who cheers and, like, looks down?
It's because a lot of times Americans are just cheering and they're not. It's not a moment for them of conviviality. Because it's a thing people do, and especially in Italy and Germanic countries, it's a thing where that you say, let's celebrate us. Let's celebrate this relationship.
Yeah.
And for us, it's like, cheers. It's like, we enjoy drinking.
Oh, for me, I like, when I say, it's like, be
well,
present.
Well, look at you.
That's the problem. People keep saying, look at me.
No, I'm just saying that's... Yeah.
But you're right. Yeah. I guess people do that. They're just like, cheers. Yeah.
So that's why people make a big deal of saying, look in the eyes.
Well, anyway, y'all, they cheers. They look at each other.
Sorry, there's a crazy person on the street. Hopefully you can't hear it.
I think it's just normal people being silly.
Maybe they're acting like us. I can't.
Somebody
making fun
of us?
It may be a crazy person.
Oh, I hope not. I hope not.
Anyway,
y'all. So this is going to bring us to a part of the show. Y'all, I'd like to present to you a Darcy and Stacy theater of when Georgie and Florian are being interviewed about their cooking skills, because this is where Georgie and Florian started cooking together.
Georgie is the cook. He's making lamb chops.
Uh-huh.
So Florian starts by saying, and sing. I know, like, cook. But if you need help, I can help cook. It's 911 emergency.
Yeah, bro, it's peaceful to cook. I cook lamb chop. I do. He helps. He helps me.
I help.
He
make a shake and bake, and I help him.
Yes, he helps. I like to cook for my queen.
He's my queen.
No, Darcy's queen.
Who queen?
No, we are on vacation.
What? Who queen? No. Who first?
No. Who? No. Queen's on first.
I wish queen. You spoke Albanian.
No, well, at least you're here for an emergency.
Mary Jesus Lord.
And see.
Yeah, I don't think Florian knows the high points of what's going on most of the time.
Florian says he's there for an emergency.
He does.
What would constitute an emergency for Florian?
I'm not
and
sure.
Georgie?
But he this says you
like,
adult,
ponytail you down.
You live in America now. You must cook and you clean.
He says, I need to cook. I need to clean.
It's such a weird thing.
Georgie, I like it.
When they're at the table, y'all, and Darcy is having a kind of a dark night of the soul because she's in her head and she's like, sorry, I just keep thinking about that fire emoji.
And Georgie's like trying to say he's missing Bulgaria. They're talking about his family. He's talking about his family. And then Darcy's son is like, I don't really know your family.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want me to know your family? I don't feel like your family truly knows who I am.
I mean, you met my sister, my daughter.
You met my sister.
My father, my mother.
You met
my dog.
You met my girls, Debbie and Raina. You met my dad. He didn't kill you. You were invited to my world.
I feel like either this was completely producer-driven or Darcy's fucking out of her mind.
Yeah. And she's
or a combination of
and
both.
Stacey's like, what's going on, Darcy? Yeah. She's like, it's social media. And y'all, I'm going to tell you this now. If social media is the biggest thorn in your rose of a relationship.
I know what you're going to say and preach.
Get out of that relationship.
Thank you.
Get out of that relationship.
If you're worried about.
Because social media means nothing. It means nothing. And if y'all are stressed about. If your boyfriend you can't trust who slides in his DMs, don't be with him.
Yep.
And if that's your. Which I think he's fine. It's just. You know, Darcy just has her own shit
right.
that she's going to mistrust everyone. But
and then
nothing.
She goes off the rails. She's like, so I looked. The girl who put the fire emoji, she had a baby. Is that your baby? Did you put a baby in her?
Put a baby in her?
Did you reach out of her Instagram and put her baby in her? Did you get her pregnant?
Did you take your Bulgarian dick and put it in her vagina and go, hooja, baby?
You got her pregnant?
You got her pregnant?
Pop her in one? Give her the old
You pay for the
get out.
Paid for college, too. You started a trust fund, didn't you? Didn't you?
It was so crazy.
I bet you bought her a sweater at Banana Republic, didn't you? It was not even 1 to 100.
And then she went.
It was 1 to like 1 million.
She's like, do you have a baby, yes or no?
This was.
It was off the chain. It was so crazy.
Poodle circa when he was 21 and that dinner's dating guys.
Oh yeah. And I thought they were two timing me. Yeah.
It used to be the queen of starting drama for nothing.
Yeah,
I kinda was.
I
didn't know you, but you used to tell me that.
I started drama for nothing. Absolutely nothing.
What was I would like to get one insight. Do you remember someone what you did or started out of nothing with a guy for no reason? Or lady. I don't know.
One of my things was I would always break up with them. This is really terrible. I would always break up with them around Valentine's if I did not think they were really, 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 really super for me.
Uh huh.
Yeah, like you know that at 21 or 22.
Yeah.
And so I would just like picking a fight and say, do you think we should be together? Like saying things like that. Also, because I always hated Valentine's Day and I didn't know why. But then we found out. Because I had repressed memories of. But now my Valentines are good because the Sissy Squad gave me a bunch of Valentines.
So, y'all, Poodle, when he was in the first grade, moved schools and he went to a new school mid year and he got no Valentine's
because
Day.
My name wasn't on the sheet.
And it scarred
sheet.
Him.
It scarred me. And I kind of forgot about it. Or I actually didn't forget about it. I kind of repressed it. Kind of pushed
but then
it
the poodles, the sissies fixed that.
Yeah, so it's I'm okay with Valentine's Day, but no, I would pick fights and break up with them before Valentine's Day, almost always. That was a thing for me, little ridiculous things.
And then would you like at the day after Valentine's Day, you would text them?
A week. I'm not that transparent. There was something about Valentine's Day that was very symbolic. That if we were together on Valentine's Day, it meant that we were together.
So have you ever gone on a date with a guy on Valentine's Day?
Since? Yeah.
Well, good.
They're always weird. You know, going out, unless you've been married for a while, Valentine's prefix menus are terrible, y'all. They're never really good.
I'm lucky that my anniversary is literally the weekend before, so we just do something for our anniversary, and then Valentine's Day we skip. Who cares?
What anniversary is that?
Dating or fucking? No,
okay.
Not a sex anniversary. Our date anniversary. Our like the anniversary count as our anniversary.
Got it.
Yes.
When you, the first one was when he asked if he could clean up instead of you.
Basically. Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep. But then we just, but
it's so romantic.
Nice. We just do a card on Valentine's Day, and that's it.
That is nice. It's a real racket. So anyway,
can you imagine? I'm just, I don't know if we've ever seen this. Can you imagine what it's like to date Darcy and Stacey
no.
on Valentine's Day?
The romantic expectations.
Oh my God!
No,
if there's not like a horse involved riding something somewhere, you're fucked.
Yeah, I dated someone for a while who was had real big romantic expectations and did very romantic gestures with me, and I always appreciated them. And I could do it to extent, but I always felt like he was always wanting something more, something bigger.
Was it because of his intention with it? Because you're actually very romantic. You get swept up in that.
But I'm not romantic in the same way he was. He wanted like, if I was to do something Little Mermaid, that's how gay he was.
That's gay.
Little Mermaid theme, we would do a whole Little Mermaid evening. And I would want like a nice, like a quiet restaurant. We would talk, we'd just have some wine and like watch the stars or something. That's a romantic night for me. His would be more extreme.
And or just a bottle of Tito's with a ribbon on it entrances you.
Just drink it in the car. on a quiet street. And instead of a star, you just look at my asshole.
It's been called that before.
Wow.
If you haven't been to the poodle constellation, consider yourself lucky.
It's fun there. We have fun in there. So, Darcy.
It's a black hole that eats everything.
It's the nothing from Never Ending Story. So, Darcy loses her cool, gets up, and runs away. And Florian's face is like, huh? He's so confused the whole time.
He literally doesn't talk the whole time.
And Stacey runs after her.
Oh my God.
And she's like, it's a push. Push door. Push door. Okay. That was the only unscripted moment in this whole thing.
I laughed so hard.
That only unscripted moment in the whole thing.
Yo, I'm telling you, they are comedy queens.
Unintentionally, though.
They're like the Amy Poehler and
you give them much more props.
They're like the Amy Poehler
Tina
and
Faye.
Liz Limp, yeah, Tina Fey of reality TV.
Anyway, so she's basically she's crying. Stacey's comforting her, and Georgie's pretty understanding. He's like, I understand she's paranoid because she's been treated terribly before. He's got a lot of perspective.
Georgie is a saint.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, the next thing he tells her later on, he's like, there's no baby. I left everything to come to stay with you. I left my whole life in D.C., and I just want you to trust me. And the next day, she's like, yep, I apologize this morning because I just was, so we had some more drinks. And
wine was flowing. That's what Darcy always says.
Yeah.
Wine was flowing.
And
so were my emotions.
And Georgie, in a producer-driven section, says, I don't feel excited anymore.
He does. We have to mention one second. We have to mention once where the before and the not before, the producer chases Darcy. Darcy, where are you going? I'm sick of it.
She did say that.
And then when Stacey comes and hugs her, she's just like, I don't know. And it's Stacey's. The amount of times they just hug each other over
ugly
nothing.
Cry. Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, the next day, Georgie is like, he's just not talking.
Yeah, he's pretty cagey. He's stiff upper lip. They're at the beach, and she's like, want to kiss me? Kiss me. You're a lifeguard. Gonna save us if we go too deep? Huh? What do you think?
Darcy's just trying. She's embarrassed, y'all. She said she's really embarrassed.
Yep.
So she's just trying to do it. And Georgie finally is like, I'll go for a walk and clear my mind.
Before that, she does say, ready to kiss me?
Yeah.
Y'all, if you have to say, are you ready to kiss me now? It's not time.
And even as he walks, yes, not. And even as he walks away, did I do something? Did I do something? Anything? Are you walking away?
Please tell me what happened.
And then, in a stroke that was not producer-driven at all,
Florian goes after him. And they proceed to have a conversation in the weirdest, like, Hardy Boys way.
And I think now it's, again, a time for Darcy and Stacey Theater. Picture it.
Sure.
Sitting on rocks on a beach. Florian and Georgie. And scene.
Why, Georgie, why are you so thrilled?
I don't know. I'm in my head. All these arguments, I never give her a reason not to trust me. I have shirtless pictures. Women send me boobies. They send me their parts. I don't say any. I'm an attractive guy. Look at my face. I have a huge dick.
Yes,
of course.
I agree.
Show
me, dick.
Okay. Well, this is weird. But
you
sure.
You get the weird area.
Yeah, okay. Well.
Yes.
I don't.
Darcy. Darcy dramatic. She know what. She don't know what she doing.
She don't.
If you propose her, she may trust you more.
You think I ask her to marry, she trusts me more?
I don't know. I fuck around on my girlfriend.
Oh.
Don't ask me relationship advice.
So I should try my best.
Try your best.
Okay, well.
Everything be good. Be positive. And sing.
That was kind of how that went, y'all.
It's kind of exactly how it went. It made no sense. It was like the worst talk with Ponyboy anybody could ever have.
Staggled! Ponyboy. Nothing gold can stay. Nature's greatest gleam is gold.
Coming this fall, 2021. You've seen him in reality shows. You've seen him on 90 Day Fiancé. You've seen him probably at your local car wash. It's Florian starring in The Outsiders.
I will with a jacket.
So weird.
Nothing gold can stay.
He does have this really, what I love, my Florian, there's a lot of rate changes. There's rate changes and a lot of heavy pitch changes to his voice. He'll go really high and then go low. Very interesting. It's a little Andy Kaufman, too.
I'd be interested to hear his native, people speak his native language.
Yeah, I would too. Well, like Albanian, I'm sure has roots in Greek because it's so close.
Yeah.
And he's got a little bit of that. He kind of sometimes. Anyway, so
so they go back, and then it's kind of a weird cut. We just show them. Georgie and Darcy are just going on a boat.
They're going on some kind of cruise. She's wearing shoes that should never be worn on any dock.
No,
it's laughable.
They're gonna fall in the slats of the pier,
and he's having to help her.
Yes. Y'all, Darcy, when you're on a beach, wear a wedge at least.
Well, that's the thing. Women, if you know you're going into some place that may not be easy to walk, like at the beach in general, wear fucking sensible shoes, especially if you're going to be on camera.
Yeah.
You will have to be drug around by your man or woman the whole time.
Darcy's that woman to an outdoor wedding where she knows she has to walk on
stilettos.
Grass that wears stilettos.
Yep, dead on.
You should know better than that.
There's no consideration.
That's why all women have one pair of wedges they like that they can always wear to a summer wedding.
I'm okay with wedges. I just don't like the heel to be that big. That they bother me a little bit.
But that's what you wear when we wear high heels.
I know.
You have to wear a wedge.
I know, but I prefer it when women wear smaller heels. I'm not a woman. I know that's shocking.
It's y'all. If you've ever seen Poodle try to walk in actual high heel shoes,
it's like a giraffe.
It's not good. It's a baby giraffe.
It's not good.
It's really funny.
Yeah, I don't have that. I don't have that skill.
No, that's okay.
Yep. So basically, we're out on the boat, and he's kind of got. And we talked about the dress earlier. The keyhole shape for the boobs. I went holy.
The pattern's pretty. It's just.
Yeah.
It's just not. It's a weird boating outfit.
Yeah.
Like, why would you wear something like your shoulders showing. Yeah. Like, it's just weird.
I think she knew she was getting proposed to, so she had to be, that looked more formal.
Because she was beat
formal.
To the nine.
Yeah, she was.
her face looked great. Yeah.
I just think if you have that big of boobs, you need to rethink a keyhole dress, unless you're going to look like your presenter at the adult video category.
Yeah, it looked like somebody who just failed at the MTV Awards.
Yeah, and you can wear, y'all, if you have big boobs, you can wear low-cut dresses. A keyhole thing will just show you, your boob will fall out if you don't tape it.
I'm sure those things they're not taped. No, that's not, they're probably free-falling.
Yeah. I guarantee you someone probably saw a nipple.
Oh, I bet if we had the crew of Darcy and Stacey, we said, who, show of hands, has seen a nipple? Slowly all the grips would just raise their hand. And then, like...
Them's the breaks, guys.
Yep. And then one lesbian, like, camera operator.
So, you guys, so then she's still getting a little testy. He's talking about, he's like, this like is, you know what, you can break up with me if you want. It's like, whatever. You know, I don't have time for these other side bitches. I don't have time for other bitches.
And he's kind of like,
are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's like, do you need more time? Like, you're what I love. And then it's kind of, honestly, y'all, the saddest wedding proposal. It was like very weird and serious.
Well, it was staged, and I think they wanted it to go better than it did. And it was, I don't think they had enough good things to make that
either.
Work. They just had a lot of hardship before she said yes.
Because Georgie says, what about this? And he just holds up the ring and says,
want to marry me?
No, no, no. Are you going to marry me?
Yeah. And then she goes, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
And then there's nothing. She doesn't like take some type of like walk around the boat. She just kind of looks at it, and he says, do you want to be with me or no? And then she says, in the saddest thing possible, like she first realized it,
you'd really let me, don't you?
And then she says,
yes. Are you going to marry? Yes. And then Georgie's crying.
Yeah.
Darcy's crying.
And she's like, I love you.
And then... I'm crying. And come at it, Nadia. You did not get emotional whenever Darcy does a confessional. She's like, I've been through it all.
No, mine got later. I'll tell you one.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
So then they do a montage of Jesse and the promise ring, y'all. Tom and the key. And I was like, she deserved this.
And that's when I got a little emotional already. Because Darcy's like, I feel this. But then Darcy says something that. She says, I feel complete, y'all.
That's all she's needed.
A proposal doesn't make you feel complete. And I just want to remind you, you should feel complete on your own before you get with anyone.
Amen.
So that's a self-love sissy moment. Love yourself first.
Yeah, if you need a ring to feel like a woman or to feel complete,
then buy yourself
a fucking ring.
Thank you, Poodle. That's a good... Put that on a pillow. Buy your own damn ring.
Buy your own ring. Be your own damn fiance.
Yes.
Be your own fucking fiance.
Look at you, life coach.
I come up with some occasionally. So we do hear this at the very end. Yes! Yes!
Okay, that made me laugh.
It's kind of like they lizard cry.
We hear the boat. She goes, yeah! And then that's where we hear the, it would get if I did the boom.
And you hear, trees, hear birds go, yeah. Because it shit scares them.
Yes! She finally did it. And then we think, okay, that's it. That's where it's going to go. But no, y'all.
They're still meeting Florian and Stacy at dinner. And so they tell them, first of all, like, we had a really good day. We're sun-kissed, blah, blah, blah. So we have to tell you something. And Florian's like, yes, I know.
Yeah.
Almost gives it up.
He almost gives it up. Like,
and Stacey's like, what? Trying to like act. Again, they both kind of deserve amities for keeping this.
Kind of do.
And so then Stacey's like, oh my God, my sister's happy. She deserved this. So then they run to each other and do those twin ugly cry Janice the Muppet faces.
Stacy full on is like, she just is going, Darcy. Now,
I will say, when Stacy started to cry is when I started to cry. I did. And because I think that's honest.
I think that's totally honest. And say what they say, Stacy and Darcy love each other very much.
Because all they got is really each other.
Because all they have is really each other. And when Stacy says, he's not going to give up on her. That's when
I teared up. That's the point for me.
I have to say, I really do like Georgie.
I do too.
I think he's really good for Stacy. I think he's just quiet, hot, and hung. That's what she needs. And European.
Ding, ding, ding. I just wish he had more money.
She's fine.
So anyway, they're sitting there in the confessional. Florian says, it finally happened. I enjoyed that. So they're in the confessional, and she's like to Stacy, be my bridesmaid. And she's like, will you be mine? So then we do this weird random song, and they're so weird. She's like, we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. We're gonna go down the aisle. We're gonna do it. We're gonna walk that down the aisle. We're gonna do it. That's their new song of the summer, y'all.
Well, because you know, season two is gonna be about two weddings.
Yes,
you know they're gonna have a wedding together. You know they're gonna have a wedding together,
and they have to have a season two of this. I'm sure it's done well.
I'm full on in this season two.
I think they have to have one.
Yeah, for sure.
They'll probably, if coronavirus abates, even if they don't, I think they'll move to LA. They have to.
Yes. Yep. I feel like they have to move to LA,
and I think all of them will.
What did Kay Casey said something funny about them. I have to look on my text.
Oh, I will say, be my bridesmaid. I can only imagine the platitudes and the Silva twins quotes that they used on Kate Casey.
She told me that Darcy and Stacy told, this is just to give you a little tease of the interview with Kate Casey that drops on Wednesday. Darcy and Stacy told Kate Casey that when they lived in Japan and Miami, people mistook them for the Olsen twins.
What? When you're stung by a lot of bees? The great value version? No.
When
they were really young, maybe.
Maybe.
I can see them going, just walking around going, can I have some sashimi?
Sashimi?
I love sushi.
Y'all, something else we love is our sissies. And we're going to do something special because we normally do this on our podcast of The Other Way and Happily Ever After. But we had a special sissy shout out, which is, if you don't know what that is, if you just listen to Darcy and Stacy, that's when our gatrons.
On our Gatreon, yeah.
On the Come At Us tier, they get a number every month and they can call and say whatever they want
to say.
You
can rant, you can talk about the show, you can yell at us.
Well, we had a sissy come for us. And about just Darcy and Stacy.
She read the fuck out of both of them, and we saw some points in here that there she is dead on right. Sissy Michelle? Am I right? No, well, that Michelle was last.
Let's listen. Yes, Michelle's last. Let's listen, and then we'll remember who it is.
Hey, everybody. This is Tina from Micah Dougherty calling from dirty Philadelphia, PA. And you know what? I'm pissed off, and let me tell you why. Because I was watching Darcy and Stace and their lane trying to label themselves as, quote, strong, independent women. And as a strong, independent woman, I just want to speak for all of us. Y'all aren't on our team. Let me just list the ways. A, gainfully employed. Prior to the show, your bootleg fashion line, okay, that your daddy financed, that's not independent. Your whack-ass hair leaves that I just drove by a stable with 10 horses who are crying for their tails to come back. Your roots are looking a little lame. How about that? And they have something called frizz serum. You want to try it. It's been out for a while. Might help clean it up. Your lashes, if you're going to wear them, put them on fucking straight, okay? And here's the deal. If you're going to wear 7-inch fake-ass Louboutins, make sure you know how to work in them, walk in them. Furthermore, your bullshit Canal Street, and for those of you not from the East Coast, Canal Street is in New York, where everybody goes to buy their fake-ass Burberry, their fake-ass Gucci, Louboutins, and all that other stuff. Take your Canal Street shit and shove it up your ass, your little asses. And another thing, if you're going to have fake tits, have them in proportion in your body. You look like a topsy-turvy, weeble-wobby troll. And I've had it, frankly. As an independent woman, I'm offended by it. Boys, I got to be honest with you. You guys say how much you love them, and this is what I need to know. Do you love them because you think they're great, or do you love them because they're fucked up? Because if you think they're great, I'm questioning my whole existence and my position in the sissy spot. Ooh, sissy squad. This message has been brought to you by Mai Tais and Pear Mojitos.
It was Tina.
Ooh, sissy Tina came for the Silva Twins.
Okay. And you know what? There was a lot of facts in there, and she asked us specifically, why do we say we love them? And what a good way to end, kind of, why do you love Darcy and Stacey Poodle?
I think I love them for a different reason than you do, but I love them because they are such fabrications,
and I
think that's what Tina hates, and I love it that they're just walking around. They so own their own absurdity and ridiculousness, and they play up to it. And
that is exactly why I love them.
Okay,
too.
Good. That delights me.
I love. You know what I love? Yes. And to go off of what you're saying,
they're just camp queens.
I love
queens.
People that know themselves.
Yeah.
There's like an authenticity, even though it's fake. There's an authenticity. Like if you look at like somebody like Lisa Rinna or some of those. Or Bethany Frankel, they fucking know themselves.
Right.
And that's captivating to watch
right.
to me. And I think it's why you also love, like, the moms from Smother, the Italian ones.
Oh, yeah.
Christiana and yeah. Christina.
Well, you know, mom, Gene Simmons has my birthday. Gene Simmons.
Did you see the picture of their son?
Which one?
Of Gene Simmons' son?
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't see it.
He's hot.
Oh, was that the one who was like older?
Yeah, but he's kind of silver with big DSLs.
And I was like, when did you have that son?
Well, that's true.
Jesus.
So yeah, I think that's why we love Darcy. For us, it's like if you take Darcy and Stacey seriously, you're missing what Darcy and Stacey want you to do out of
yeah,
all this.
Yeah, it's just
they want you to be in on the joke. I think.
Yeah, I think they do want you to be in the joke, and they're gonna laugh at themselves first.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and they. They know this is reality television, you guys.
Yeah.
They're playing with the expectation of it all.
Yeah.
That's why their Instagrams, if you follow them, their Instagrams are ludicrous.
Yeah.
It's so laughable.
It's so laughable.
Yeah.
But I would much rather have them than someone like Avery or Devin.
Or
who
Family Chantel.
Who take themselves so seriously and
fuck
like what
Devin
they're saying
and
is
Devin
so important.
Or Avery. Yeah, that is exactly right. They feel like they're real.
Like what they say is so God-given.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's why we love these queens.
That's why we love them.
And you know what, you guys? I've had a fun time doing this with you. It's been a nice
little
season.
It's been a nice season.
And with anything, just like you can always find us at 90daygays.com. We've got Southern Charm Sweet Tea. That is coming up.
The 29th.
That again, y'all, that is a different podcast. That is not going to be on this feed. So be
sure
to
search for Sweet Tea and subscribe, y'all.
Or just click on the link in the show notes. It's in this. Just scroll up on your podcast. Boy, you really never look at our technology, do you?
I don't know.
You know what? I hope you do learn to look at technology because, and I hope for that, and you probably hope that I don't drink cold brews anymore after 5 p.m.
Yep.
And you know what, y'all? If there's something out there that you
want
to do, what do we do, Poodle?
Manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card.
This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.